Good Sunday School this morning. I want to take this opportunity to encourage you, if you're not being a part of Sunday School, and you can, I realize maybe there might be some reason why some can't or whatever, but if you can be a part of Sunday School, I encourage you to be a part of that, not only because we have the finest teachers and they're studying real hard to bring you God's Word, it might prepare you, but even as Mark was teaching this morning, there's a time coming, and you need to be prepared for what knowing what's going on. You need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to, and the only way you can know Him is to study and be closer to Him, and we do that in Sunday School, but also, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we do a lot of sharing and visiting with one another. In fact, this morning, and I like sometimes the fact that it's kind of hard to get us started because everybody's fellowshipping with one another and stuff, and so it's a time for us to get together as brothers and sisters, and too. So I want you to encourage you to be a part of that, and have a good Sunday School. Appreciate all those that are teaching. I want you to come and hear what they have to say. I want to welcome you. We had several people visiting in Sunday School this morning and others that's come in since. And I want to encourage you, if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, I want you to come back and worship with us at all times. And also, if you look at your bulletin, if you have a copy, there's a little slip in there. And if you're visiting with us, if you just fill that out so we'd know, we'd have a record of you being here this morning. We'd really appreciate that. And also, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to write on there, you'd be welcome to do that. And also the membership. If you have one of these and you have a prayer request or something that you would like to have God's attention for, if you just write it on there and drop it in the offering plate when they pass it, then we'll have a record of that and we'll see to it that it gets God's attention. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Got several cards I need to read. The first one, it says, "Thank you so much for the gifts that you provided for the boys. They enjoyed each gift very much. We have learned so much from these boys. It has been quite an experience to see that God's work is priceless. It is true we will never experience God until we walk with Him in the unknown and walk by faith." And that's from the Carver family. Apparently that's somebody the church helped for Christmas, I guess, isn't it? So they were very appreciative of gifts that their kids might not have got. So
foster parents.
Is that Chuck Carver? Is that who? Okay, Chuck. Okay, foster parents. All right, so be praying for them. The second one is, it is from Taylor and Brittany. Taylor Ridge and Brittany Ridge. I almost said lines, Brittany, but y'all are married now, so we'll. That's right, you're not married yet. You will be. Well, you're getting married, so all right. Taylor and Brittany. I'll get it straightened out anyway. All right, we want to say thank you to everyone that is supporting us through our new journey. We also appreciate all the lovely gifts that you were so graciously given by all of you. Excuse me. It makes life easier with an amazing church family that they're there to support us. We are truly blessed, and so that's what we do. We support each other and help each other. That's what we do. And the second one, it says, "Thank you to everyone who had a part in the baby shower. I am so blessed to have such a wonderful, loving church family. I now have more than I could ever have imagined for baby Emery." I had to ask Butcher how to pronounce that name. I had never seen it before, but Emery, that's a pretty name. And that is from Mariah Kilgore. So, again, very thankful for the help that the church gave her. And one more, and it says, "Dear New Salem Baptist Church, thank you for the extra $50 you sent to our ministry. We appreciate your faithfulness and prayers and support, and God bless you all." And that's from the Daniel family, missionaries of ours. Josh Daniel, I believe, is his, and his wife. So be praying for them. And if you need a statement for your giving for the last year, 2013, from the church, see Miss Mary, and she'll be glad to get that for you if you need it for tax purposes. And then on February 2nd, there's going to be a soup luncheon provided by the Benevolence Committee. They're having a fundraiser, and again, they perform a great ministry here at the church. We appreciate their hard work, and they're going to have soup provided. Just a free will donation. They do need desserts, so anybody that could bring a dessert down before church would be appreciated. And remember, no nut products whatsoever in the fellowship hall. And today, the Secret PAL meeting is going to take place. Joyce mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. She was sick last week, so any lady that would like to be involved in that, just stay after the service for just a few minutes today, and she'll give you the information. And the Methodist Youth Group is having a soup bar today. Miss Joan gave that to me to announce. It's going to be right after the service. Again, a donation just to help their ministry, the youth department up there. So if you'd like to help them, go up to the Fellowship Hall at the Methodist Church after the service. Have any birthdays or anniversaries?
Hunter's got one Monday.
Hunter's got one Monday. Who else?
Gage.
Gage? Hey, he's already standing up, all right. Anybody else? Anniversary.
Let's get him stand up.
Stand up. We'll sing to him.
Visitors from Newman, Georgia, they came by yesterday. They said, we're hunting a place to worship. And I said, you
amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
As far as I'm concerned, that's why I've come to worship the place of Almighty God. And they're visiting with a certain camping out over the park. Too bad they didn't get here Monday, too. But anyway, they said yesterday, said they was up celebrating the anniversary yesterday. So glad to have them with us this morning.
I don't sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary.
If our ushers would come, and if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offering. Yeah, I'll get you. Brother Gene, will you ask God's blessing on the offering?
Thank you, dear Lord, for this beautiful day you gave us coming together in your name, Father, to hold us up and to do your will in all things. Have a more improved year this year in your holy name.
Since I got right and sing and pray and shout. walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I do.
Page 52. 52, Church Hymnal. 52.
Water flow.
Oh, that land.
just said. It's revived us again. 247, Hymns of the Spirit.
But I must go along till the Lord comes to call me away, oh yes. And the morning is bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble will be peace in the valley for me. Will the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, O Lord, and the beast from the wild will be led by a child. And I'll be changed from this creature that I am. 'Cause there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. For me.
I don't know if I can follow that. Thank you, Samantha, for singing that song. That was my papa's favorite song.
Journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open seas, by faith alone, inside and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I faced the raging seas, but the anchor holds in spite of the storm. thy hands. But I never knew that they would slip right on through, like they were only grains of sand. The anchor holds, all the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. The anchor holds.